The Eighth Candle, music by Steve Reistetter, and we heard Richard E. Wyman conducting the United States Coast Guard Band. I'm Leora Zeitlin. You're listening to Intermezzo. My pleasure, as always, to bring back Dr. William Clark into our studios, the conductor of the Mesilla Valley Concert Band, and they will be performing the Eighth Candle a week from Sunday in their December concert, which has a wide range of music. And let's talk about it. Welcome back.
All right. Listen, that Coast Guard band, I've known about that band and known a lot of players in it for years. And they're just younger than some of the others. They are a great band.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, we have a lot of Air Force band CDs. And Colonel Lowell Graham, who was the head of the music department at UTEP for years and years and years, was one of the conductors.
Sure.
And Larry Lang, who's an NMSU alum, was one of the conductors of the Air Force band. So we've got a lot of local connections to the Air Force band, but the Coast Guard band, they're good.
It's really good. It's a smaller group than the others, and in what certain ways that's
an advantage.
An
sometimes.
Advantage, yes. Yeah.
All right, so this piece is one of a group of unusual works. It's definitely music for the season. It's just not all what we would think of as standard holiday music, and it looks like a really interesting program.
Yeah, the piece that the Bach piece is the one that is, that's the centerpiece of, but as I told the band, I've analyzed that piece and have done lots of work on it. And it's a long piece, and there's not one measure that doesn't have movement on every beat, except the plagal cadence at the end, and that's it.
Wow!
And the energy is unbelievable. I told the band, in my view, if you look up music in the dictionary, it should say Fantasia for G and G by Bach.
By Bach. Wow! And this is a work that most likely was written for organ.
It was written for organ.
Okay, and you're playing a who did the arrangement?
Bob Liest did the arrangement that he set the piece. It was sponsored by Richard Franco Goldman, but he didn't. Bob Liest did all the music stuff.
Goldman, who had a band of his own.
He did.
The Goldman
for
band.
Years and years and years. And
so the centerpiece is this Fantasia of Bach, and then you've also, I want to talk before we get to more of the December holiday kind of tunes, you've got the Stan Kenton group, too, but I want to make sure we don't forget
that's
to mention
right.
them.
That's right. It's the Las Cruces Jazz Orchestra, and they are just wonderful. I know just about everybody. I think I do know everybody in the band.
And how long have they been playing together?
They've been together for about 5 years, but they only rehearse like 3 to 4 weeks before they have a gig.
Oh, okay.
And so you don't, we don't hear about them on a regular basis. But they're going to do three pieces, and they will all be just stellar.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
Interesting. And jazz orchestra, but it's wind players.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a jazz band.
Yeah.
But it's like Stan Kenton.
Because I think I read that they got together to commemorate Stan Kenton.
They did.
That's how they got together and decided to stay together. And I think I saw, so they've got their tunes, and you've just pulled out another score with bright red cover, so I want to know what that is.
This is David Beasley's.
Oh, of course.
His march, and it's just like everything else David's ever done. It's terrific.
All right, so we have to give a little bit of a background, because I think I interviewed you and David Beasley a few years ago. He is a retired serviceman from the, I forget if it was the Air Force.
He was Air Force,
that's what I thought.
And his wife,
and then they came here. I think they have a law practice, or he has some other completely new profession, and then over and above the military career and the legal career, he's this fantastic composer.
He really is. He writes for Omaha Symphony, the Lincoln Symphony, and several others, and he's an amazing, of course, he's an amazing computer person to start with.
Uh-huh.
And so he can do this so quickly.
He does it all on the computer.
This is the Omaha World Herald March. Kind of something like
the
John Philip Sue's SZA would do, you know,
well,
Washington.
You know, I hear that. The Omaha World Herald, I know it's a newspaper. It's two newspapers that merge. This is coming from somebody with a degree in the hopefully not dying world of print journalism. But nice for him to pay tribute to the Omaha newspaper.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. And it's his wife is from Omaha. And Kim is one of the finer horn players in the world. She's just terrific. And they are quite a they have a finger in every music pie in town almost. And huh. So David plays tuba at a very, very, very high level, and he's our principal tuba player.
Yeah. And, well, he's almost become like a composer in residence, because he has written a number of works that I think the Mesilla Valley Concert Band has premiered.
We've played almost all of them. He's written pieces for almost every occasion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, isn't that wonderful that you've got him, a local composer of such a high level,
and right.
He's got you, a group of such a high level, to hear his work.
I taught him from the time he was in the sixth grade. I taught him tuba.
I forgot that he
gave him lessons all that time, you know. And then he has a degree in music, and at least one, maybe two, and then a degree in law. He has a law degree.
Well,
and
you must
and
be
business.
You know, in the music world, I've said this before. Teachers and students trace their lineage not just for their father and grandparents and grandparents, but through
students.
Their teacher and the teacher's teacher. So this is like your proud son.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the audience will really enjoy this march. It's exciting. It's very hard, but that doesn't matter to David. He just writes it. And if you don't like it, don't play it.
And the rest of you have to suffer.
That's right. Yeah, That's right.
I can tell. The Mesilla Valley Concert Band concert is December 15th at the Atkinson Recital Hall. And it's always free, and it's always standing room only.
Yeah, so. I was going to just bring that, just make a little bitty blurb about that. Please get there a little bit early, because we will try to seat everybody that we can, but it's hard to do if you just get there at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, so, I have been known to sit on the stairs up in that balcony, because that's how crowded they are. So you've got that centerpiece Bach, you've got the Beasley March, you've got the Mesilla Valley Jazz Orchestra, and then you've got a beautiful piece by Alfred Reed. We have spoken about him a lot.
Right.
One of the great 20th century American band composers.
I miss him so much. I mean, he wasn't only a fine composer. He's probably the best scorer.
Uh-huh.
As far as scoring for a wind band than anybody that's ever lived.
So this is a work inspired, what I was reading in the notes that Nina Singleton wrote, that was written, commissioned to kind of improve Russian-Soviet and American relations. It's called Russian Christmas Music, but it's based on an early carol and on some of the liturgical music that was vocal.
But
you don't have singers. This is all band. Okay.
No, but the children's carol is that's the thing that holds the piece together. Mm. You'll hear it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah,
it's a very exciting piece, and the audience will enjoy it. And,
Because it's not going to be anything familiar to the American ears. But I understand that it's become one of Alfred Reed's most popular works.
It probably is his most recorded work.
Is it? Uh-huh. And yet, we didn't have a copy in our library, which surprised me, because we have a lot of Alfred Reed.
It's really difficult, and probably is very difficult to record at a level that you would want to play on your show,
mm-hmm.
because it has so much dynamic contrast from nothing to I can't stand it, you know.
Oh boy. Okay, it's going to be loud. In other words, there's going to be some loud moments.
Yeah, we'll have some hearing aids adjusted.
it's so interesting when you hear a work, for a symphonic wind band, based on a liturgical tradition where there were I don't think there was a tradition of any instruments in Russian liturgy, always vocal.
None in Eastern Orthodox. But the ambiance of this music will come through if you've never even heard of East Orthodox. It's just there.
Just a beautiful piece.
Oh, it is. It is.
All right, and then to round out the program, there will be a few holiday medleys, which I'm sure are going to be fun. And as always, you're giving the opportunity to have some other conductors up on the stage. John Schutz, who's been working with you for years, and Jim Young.
Right.
And then you have a new one.
And Rose Verland. And Rose, if I said your last name wrong, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But she is a great double reed player. And unbelievable. And she's assistant director at Mayfield High School and just is a terrific young conductor.
And you're giving her this opportunity. And she's the one who chose the work that we heard right before you came on the air, The Eighth Candle, which is, I'll probably play it in a few weeks. I do a Christmas Day special and I do a Hanukkah special the next day this year. And I'm going to play it again because it's meant to evoke the history of the Hanukkah story.
Well, it's a beautiful piece.
Mm-hmm,
it's very exciting.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And she does it's a hard piece to conduct, and she's doing a really good job.
So four conductors, I think. You and Jim Young and John Schutz and Rose Verland, and lots of music from different eras and different parts of the world.
Yep, and we'll just keep doing it till we get it right, you know.
The concert is Sunday, December 15th at 3 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Thank you so much, Bill Clark, for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure as always, and thank you, my dear.
Always great to have you.